Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to Pirate Hill Hardcore Asia. How's it going?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt, I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. Remember, guys, you are right here on RBN as well. The Republic Broadcasting Network. And we are supported, sponsored by, and brought to you by TLBTalk.com, Freedom of Speech Social Network. Yes, absolutely. Here we are, another day in February, Black History Month. You know, I've actually done a little bit of research. Because every piece of information I'm showing you guys, again, it's not about the overt racism. It's about quiet racism. Most racism is quiet. It's subconscious, or it's baked into something that you abide by unknowingly. You know, there are people who are like, oh, is that bad? There's no racism. You know, oh, well, you know, it's equal. And but no, it's not. It's not equal. Just because there's a, I mean, sure, I mean, you can be a white guy going through a black neighborhood, or vice versa. Doesn't matter. The people you're paying tax dollars to are not black, not Latino. They're the majority, well, we already know, right? There are people who have the system, that control the system. Okay? Yeah, there are black politicians, which, you know, that doesn't say very much. I mean, all politicians are corrupt and evil as far as I'm concerned. Well, all's a stretch. I get 98%. So, you know, same thing with cops, that sort of thing. But unfortunately, it's majority rule. This is your democracy, all right? We are no longer a republic. Republic's been lost. Long time. I don't even think we ever had a republic, to tell you the truth. But it's democracy. Majority rule. And it's, you know, there is a saying that you can judge reality by collective perception. Consciousness is nothing but a collection of ideas. So, as we saw last night, it's all about the perception and the collections of those ideas. You can say, oh, America, land of the free, home of the brave. But when a black woman gets murdered, people in uproar call and harass the lawyer of that individual whose parents are trying to get justice. You can't tell me that isn't a sign of the sickness. You cannot tell me. You know, I rather would like to not talk about racism. I mean, my whole thing is I'm standing up for my fight, my dog in the fight is against the corrupt system, but standing up for the victims. Target individuals and all their glorious shapes and forms. People who have been disenfranchised, raped, robbed, murdered, incarcerated by a corrupt system. Okay. But unfortunately, this is a little sliver. This racism is a tool used by the elitist. You know, that covers the government, that covers, you know, the rich people of society, those that live in their multi-million dollar homes behind the gated community, that pay police to do their bidding, the whole bit. Okay, all of them. Okay, I would rather not talk about racism. It's such a wonderful thing that Morgan Freeman said. How you make racism go away? Well, by not talking about it. Well, that's true to an extent, especially when you're raising children. You don't want to pass on racist ideologies to your children. You don't let it die out, right? That's a way to fix society. But you and I both know that can happen within society. It's not going to happen within the government. It's not going to happen within the elites. The shadow governments, the secret society people who think they are somehow superior, especially since they hold generational wealth, they're always going to teach their children that they're better. They're better than you. Better than me. Better than everybody. And they will continue to have control over the system. So it must be spoken about. You know, 13-year-old little boy who gets shot down by an older white man, an unarmed 13-year-old boy. Why? People ask questions, why? That furthers the gap between us and our oppressors. Let us forget about the racism and oppression. Let's forget about it. Let's forget that it's there. It might go away while the racist oppressors still have their boots on your neck. Racism's not going to go away until we clean house. Top to bottom. From the basement to the attic. And then we can talk about not talking about it anymore. And here I go, ranting again. I wanted to fit the clip into our time-space here. Mike, instead of playing that first one, play the second one. I believe that's shorter. What I have in the chat here for you, the last one.
Officer now charged decided to simply shoot a black man running. Here's the video.
Everything's good?
Yeah, I got the weapon right here.
All right, good job. Yo, shots fired! Guys, shots fired! Shots fired on Marion.
That's from our unit.
Yo, one shot! Drop the gun! Drop the gun! Drop the gun! Get down! Put your hands on your back.
I got no gun.
Put your hands.
He had no gun. There was no reason for the cop to believe it. Let's put the picture of the carnage created by this officer. Officer Jerry Moravec of the Patterson Police Department has now been charged with second-degree aggravated assault and second-degree official misconduct for shooting 28-year-old Khalif Cooper in the back. Cooper was left with bullet fragments in his spine and is paralyzed right now. The cop is facing 10 years behind bars for each charge if he is convicted. Let me give you background. Moravec arrived on the scene and told everyone that they needed to leave due to a noise complaint. He's heard speaking with another officer regarding a suspect with a gun. Moments later, gunfire is heard from a distance after the cop saw Cooper running in the opposite direction from the sound of gunfire. He changed course and began chasing Cooper before he shot him in the back. Please understand, the brother is running because he heard the gunshot too. So he's running. He doesn't want to be shot by whoever is shooting in that location. It is the most normative thing a human being can do is to try to get the hell away from gunfire. Self-preservation. Cooper is heard repeatedly telling the officer that he did not have a gun as he laid face down on the ground after being shot. "I don't got no gun. I don't got no gun," he said, as the cop yelled, "Turn around." After he handcuffed Cooper, the officer asked him, "Why did you run from me?" Cooper says, "I was scared, but I don't got no gun though." Put up the leadership. The city's mayor, Andre Saeed, released a statement defending the police officer and claimed that the officer was following the guideline. However, the attorney general, Matthew Plotkin, said that the officer did in fact violate the state's use of force policies, and he didn't give a damn what the mayor said. He charged his ass. That's called leadership. Now, this man is paralyzed, and if it had not been for the attorney general, there would be no justice for him. If it wasn't for the current attorney general, that local jurisdiction would have said, that's unfortunate, but not really a crime. Leadership matters. Policy matters. People who implement policy matter. All right, this is the thoughts here.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Who is in charge here? Is it these cops? These cops have no business being in charge of any kind of tense situation, and they have no business carrying lethal force, right? He shot a man in the back and paralyzed him. He was running away from him. He wasn't actively threatening the cop, and now he's paralyzed. Yeah, I'm glad that this cop was charged for the shooting, despite what the mayor said in his defense of the cop. But this never should have happened in the first place, right? People are just trying to live their lives, and they're being held to unrealistic standards that no one would be able to meet. Running away from gunshots is not an offense. It's a normal human behavior. That's it.
Well said.
Okay, yeah. Coming back at you guys with my virtual co-host, Dr. we got Dr. Rashad here, Indisputable. He's my new favorite journalist. Again, I wish I could be doing what he's doing on the scale that he is. I'll get there one day. Hopefully with the support of you guys. If I haven't irritated the racist little man inside of... of some of you, maybe I'll still get some support out of you guys. But anyhow, here we go with this, and this is what I'm talking about. The mayor stated that the cop followed protocol. Well, let's talk about that protocol. The protocol here in this situation for the cop, as far as what this politician, which politician, sitting in this desk, not doing any real work. You know, he's just a figurehead and a tax suck. He's there to tell society that, no, everything's okay. And give me more money. But I digress. So the protocol here is that black man running equals guilty. Black man running means crime has been committed. Black man running means his life is forfeit. Does it matter the situation? The man could have, I don't know, his dog could have run off. It didn't have to be for gunshots. I don't care if he stole a piece of candy. I'm thankful he didn't, because if he stole a quarter, a 25-cent piece of candy, I was shot in the back, guess what? This cop would have got off. That's a fact. The reason why we're hearing about this, because no crime was committed. But still guilty. You know, I've been pulled over driving while being black. Enough times to understand. But running while being black? That'll get you shot more than you driving off from the police. Yeah. Because especially these days, these cops are fat and dumpy. They don't want to run after you. They'd rather just execute you. I think we're up for a commercial break. So, yes. All right, guys. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
They call me Big John Studd, my middle name Mud. Dirty water flow, too much for you thug. That can't stand the flood. What up, Doc? Whole big gun like Elmer Fudd. The show shot, Mr. Meth, I'm unplugged. Look, temperature's too hot for sunblock. Burn, playing with minds to get you state time. Locked behind 12 bars from a great mind. Killer bees in the club with his ladybug. Brought his sword to the dance floor to cut a rug. Love is love all day till they throw slug. And take another life in cold blood. Can't feel me till it's your blood. Murder rate's tremendous, crime is endless. Same issue, different day. Father, forgive us. They know not what they do.
All right. Yeah. I'm trying to. Even though I know this stuff, it's just like you still can't get a grip on it, even if you know it. It's very difficult to see. It's very difficult. It doesn't seem like it would exist in reality, like an adult world. You know, you go to school. Yay, have fun at school. You know, little kindergartner. Learning ABCs. And, you know, everybody's nice. Be nice to each other. You know? And then you get to the adult world. You're enslaved to a job. Half your check is taken from you. And you got the boot of basically Gestapo on your neck. And gun in hand, point at your head. You know, in church, I had a church period at the time when I was young. You know, hearing that that you must adhere to your faith because the world is evil. You know, I think to myself, you know what? The world's evil. The world's evil. Why is the world so evil? What are you talking about? I mean, it can't be that bad. Yeah, I'm sure there's drug dealers out there. I'm sure there's maybe even war criminals. I don't know. I didn't really think of... I mean, of course there's distrust of government. But you don't actually understand it until you become an adult. How adults let these kind of behaviors happen, especially when they try to enforce good behaviors on the children. Does it even matter? I mean, can we enforce good behavior on our children and then give them power and authority after we do so? So otherwise, they can't change the world. It doesn't matter how good a little boy Timmy is. If he grows up and gets chucked in the world that we have today, what does it matter? Little Timmy is going to get scared of the madness and run. He is shot in the back. Something's got to give. I mean, and the state of the police, well, I mean, come on. And me being from Texas, oh, wow. You always see two kinds of cops. Especially in the sheriff's department. Oh, Travis County is the worst, by the way. You got your steroid junkies, and you got your fat pildo ones. Pillboy, dope, fat cops. And yeah, I'll tell you the truth, I'd rather deal with the steroid junkies. At least, I mean, they'll want to beat you up. Chances of living are pretty decent. But you deal with a fat cop, he's just going to pull out his gun. Why? Because we don't have a standard for who we hire as police. Not a standard given out by the community. We most definitely have a standard from the government. But we don't have a standard currently by society. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to be flooding your city halls, your town halls. You need to be demanding control over your police or sheriff's departments. Because once again, the New World Order is coming through. They're not going to care if you're white or black. I think it's time to do something about this right now. All right, we're going to come back from the break, so stay tuned.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know?
Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Jesus Christ Almighty! Ninja! We got a data! Like this! What else?
We got me Mooka and the Mooka with the bloody bloody Mooka and the Ma with them with the scrunchy scrunchy Mooka and the Ma and the Ma with them not gonna stop and be around to say she's a fuck!
It's so awesome that you came here! Oh, I'm gonna give me some time to hope that you like a baby! It's so awesome that you came here!
Oh, yes. I am so happy that you guys have joined. You tuned in. And yes, during the second hour, I will take phone calls if you guys want to speak your piece. Most definitely. I want to hear from you guys. And I know it's been brought up a couple times already by you guys about this next topic. Yeah, it's been sitting in my Chop It playlist for the past 3 weeks. And yes, I was saving it for Black History presentation here, which is, really Black News. Because although a lot of things change, a lot of things stay just the same. So let's dive right in. Go ahead, Mike.
Black male double amputee shot in the back by the police. This is disturbing to watch.
I Are we having technical difficulties?
There's no audio on the clip.
Oh, there's no audio on the clip. So, yeah. I'm sorry. I actually didn't even watch this one yet. But, of course.
All right.
He's going to explain everything that's happened. But go ahead.
All right. Let's put up his picture full mass. I will explain to you the background as to what happened. His name is Anthony Lowe Jr. Okay? He was 36 years of age, fatally shot by the police, as you just saw. Double amputee. He was shot to death on January 26th by the Huntington Police Department. These officers claim they were in fear for their lives because he was brandishing a knife, according to them. Lowe's older sister, Mr. Lowe's older sister, Latoya Toy, told the LA Times his legs had been amputated after a previous altercation with law enforcement in Texas. So he has an altercation with law enforcement in Texas. He gets his legs amputated. Per video footage recorded by a bystander, or actually by multiple bystanders, Huntington Park officers are seen slowly chasing him while he fled on the stumps of his legs. They were, according to them, in fear of their lives. The rate at which Lowe was fleeing did not appear fast enough to elude officers, but they still opted for lethal force. While the footage does show Lowe motion as if he is about to throw the knife and the officers flinch, it never appeared as though their lives were in imminent danger. Mr. Lowe Jr. shown lying on the sidewalk after being shot. Police said in a press release, Lowe was shot in the upper torso and was pronounced dead at the scene. Per News 1, Huntington Park police are not equipped with body-worn cameras, so bystander video is crucial in the investigation. So what led to this? How do you get to this point of a man who's in a wheelchair, has no legs, jumps out of the wheelchair, and the police claim we were in fear of our lives? There's nothing else we could have done. There's no other way this could have happened. Now, you know good and damn well that's a lie. Everybody knows that's a lie. Everyone who watched this video, you know the man did not have to die. And so many times there's a conflation of this. If a person did something where they should see a judge, that doesn't mean they should see their maker. We don't know what would have happened in a case because Mr. Lowe was not afforded due process as mandated by the U.S. Constitution. Police responded to the scene in Huntington Park last Thursday. This is according to the report. Following reports that a man had been stabbed by another man in a wheelchair. When they arrived at the scene, police said they found Anthony Lowe Jr. with a 12-inch butcher knife, which he allegedly used to threaten the officers. The victim of the stabbing was also found to be suffering from a life-threatening stab wound resulting in a collapsed lung and internal bleeding. That's a statement from the police. Huntington Park Police Department claimed they tried to taser Lowe twice with no success. In the statement, the suspect continued to threaten officers with the butcher knife, resulting in an officer-involved shooting. Now, I'm going to tell you exactly what I think happened here. I think they may have gotten upset that Mr. Lowe threatened them. I think they were mad that Mr. Lowe did not comply. And they decided that moment to kill a man with no legs who posed no imminent danger to them based on the video evidence we currently have. You and I, me and you, whoever's watching this, if we needed to apprehend Mr. Lowe, we could have apprehended him without him dying. I promise you. There's more. Following the altercation, the officers involved have been placed on paid administrative leave, pending the ongoing investigations from themselves, the police department and the sheriff's department's homicide bureau, and also the LA County DA's office. After the sheriff's department completes its investigation, the LA County DA's office will conduct an independent review of the matter, according to the narrative. Lowe's family is demanding justice for officers feeling the need to shoot and kill a double amputee who was fleeing. They claim the police are not being forthcoming and suggested there is an active cover-up. They refuse to give everything we need to know what really happened to him, Lowe's cousin said, according to the local news outlet KCAL. Here's what I don't want to happen here. There are going to be many who will make this about what he's accused of. Can I be very clear? Let me be very specific. The man who's dead is innocent. I'm gonna say that again. The man who is dead is innocent. Why? Because guilt can only be determined by a court of law. You are innocent. Everybody is innocent until or unless proven guilty. Has he been proven guilty? No, he's dead. He hasn't been proven guilty. He's classified as innocent. That's number one. Number two, just because someone may need to see a judge does not mean they need to see their maker. And number three, you can't advocate for people without having principle. So I may not like a particular individual. I may not like something they have done. I may not like something they have said. But if they have been marginalized by the powers that be, if they have been dealt with in an egregious manner because of that marginalization, it does not require me to like them, to agree with them, or to justify their previous actions. It only requires that I stand on that principle. And the principle is this: the man should not have been shot in the back because those cops were in no imminent danger. End of sentence. AB, thoughts here?
First of all, you don't chase someone if you are in fear of your life. You are the one that is fleeing when you are in fear of your life. So that story just doesn't make sense. And let's just start there. Yeah. Second of all, even with self-defense, there has to be reasonable force. When someone has a knife, you can't bring a gun and then say that that force is reasonable. Because if a normal citizen did that, they would be sitting in handcuffs and they would be facing a trial. So let's be clear about that. Quite frankly, I am tired of the excuses. I am tired that we do not have legislation that checks these type of issues. I am tired of hearing the same story from police officers when they commit crimes in this fashion. He was superhuman. The other tactics didn't work. We didn't see you try any other tactics in this position. Matter of fact, you had more than ample time from the video that we just saw to subdue this suspect before it got out of hand. He couldn't even run. And for someone who is wheelchair bound to feel the need to try to run on their stumps as opposed to use their transportation, what they normally use to get around, shows you something else. It questions who was really in fear.
Yeah.
At the same time, we don't even know what happened prior to this incident. And so for these police officers to be able to do this and then go on paid administrative leave continues to allow them to have this type of behavior towards people of color and in particular black people, because you don't see us as people, you see us as objects.
Yeah.
As shooting targets. Sorry.
I want to remind people that we don't know what he did prior. We just know what the police have said to us. We don't know if it happen. And if it did happen, we don't know if it was self-defense. We will probably never know these things factually because due process is now gone. Remember the story of the white woman we covered? Remember that? Remember that story? We covered the white female who shot her husband. We covered the white female who shot her husband inside of a hospital. Police arrive. She has a gun. She refuses to drop it. She shoots the hospital. And what does the officer say? Hey, guys, no. We got all day. Please put down the gun. Please put it down. Just tell us what's going on. She's shooting. She done already killed one person. Staff at the hospital, they're afraid. She gets apprehended. She gets due process. They were not in fear of their lives, even though they saw her shoot a man.
So what do I say? That hasn't already been said. But I'll say this. I am at war. I have been victimized by the police, by the federal government, let's say one too many times. I can tell you this. One of these days, you know, they're going to stop playing patty cake with me. You know, doing denial of service, trying to hold my money, hacking my computers. One of these days, I'm going to get big enough and dangerous enough. They are going to come for me. And I am with the understanding that it's going to be a life or death situation. I will not just be apprehended or arrested because I've committed no crime. Even if they do fabricate something, I know it's going to be aggressive, and I'm going to have to defend myself. And once I try to defend myself, they will try, or they will kill me. I accept that as part of my destiny. I accept it. However, anybody who has not had any experience, you know, this seems all crazy. You know, why would he be holding a knife against the police? Well, his last encounter, he lost his legs. What else is he supposed to sacrifice at this point? You know, when they say they come to take an arm and a leg, they took both his legs. What is he supposed to give up this time? His arms? No. They said, we're going to take the whole thing. We're just going to kill you. As a man who's ex-military, I'm ex-military. I signed up. I joined the Army. Do you think I would be able to have been able to have dereliction of duty or some misconduct and say it was because I was in fear of my life? No, that doesn't exist. When you go to the military, you are saying, I give up my life for my country. Same thing for police. Not paying you to go around thugging and to live a comfortable life. I'm paying you to risk your life. That means I'll throw your ass in a cage with a bear? Guess what? You need to fight that bear. Barehanded. Need be. You are going to, as part of the job, to be a bodily risk of bodily harm. It's your job. I don't care if it means a guy with a knife, who's an amputee, cuts your leg off in a process of you arresting him. Oh, well, that's what you signed up for. These pussy cats, okay, need to go somewhere. Be out for some yarn balls, something. Because you're not men. You're not ready. You're not ready yet for the big leagues. You're not scared. You're not scared of a man in a wheelchair. You saw black man. Oh, there's a knife. I can kill me an N-word. That's the only thought that went through their heads. No, we'll get away with this one. Not having body cams? And come on. It's in the name, Huntington Police Department. What's their specialty? Hunting black people? We need to have, if there was one thing I could change about the police departments across the country, sheriff's departments across the country, is to remove that immunity of I was in fear of my life. That needs to be removed from the police lexicon. That should be removed. It doesn't mean anything. These cops go down the street shooting any random person they want. Oh, I was scared. Oh, that little 12-year-old girl, you know, on her rollerblades. I shot her. She was rollerblading too close to me. I was scared for my life. It threatened me. You either are a coward of the highest, well, of the lowest degree, rather, to be afraid of a man in a wheelchair with I don't care if you had a rocket launcher. You are a coward of the lowest degree. Or you're just a racist who knows that you can get away with killing a black man. Either way, you should not be on a police force. We need to weed these people out. We need to, there needs to be an interview with every police officer tomorrow. Give them a test. Does this scare you? Does this scare you? Does this scare you? Give them a 200 questionnaire of situations that might scare them. If they say yes to any one of those questions, desk duty or fired. We don't need you. I was afraid for my life. That's nothing but a built-in systemic license to kill. license to kill. We need to get rid of it. I don't want to hear that anymore in the news. Like I said, if I could change one thing, I wouldn't even implement the new technology that they have out right now. Other governments are testing out. It's actually not new technology, but you know they've got stuff. I've seen all these tech. I subscribe to all these tech channels, and you know, a lot of times they'll come up with new technology for police. You know, they got the powdered balls that can shoot out of the gun and incapacitates anyone that hits, like knockout powder. They've got that stuff. They've got the bolo shooters. You know, the ball and rope that can wrap around a person. There's so many non-lethal ways to incapacitate someone. But the only thing our cops are equipped with are stun guns, which are just, you know, you're just asking to give somebody a heart attack, right? Maybe a little permanent brain damage. Or they're not effective, right? So what's left? A gun. Why don't you put some rubber bullets in it? No, because it's inherent in the system to murder and to keep the lower class downtrodden. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break here. It's top of the hour break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.